Family relationships are often complicated, but many would argue that few are as complex and messy as those between mothers and their daughters. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new books, one a memoir and the other a novel inspired by true life, about the Sturm und Drang of getting along with Mom. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. In Bad, Bad Girl, the great Chinese-American novelist Gish Jen distills the truth of her mother's life and her own. She originally planned for the book to be a memoir, but because Agnes Jen fiercely resisted sharing stories of her past, she had to make some things up, and in the end, published the book as a novel. Agnes gives a review from beyond the grave. I knew what this book was going to say even before you wrote it. I knew it was going to say I was a terrible mother, blah, blah, blah. The first part explains how I became so terrible. The second part says how terrible I was. Well, we can't argue with that. Her terribleness consisted both in physical abuse and in brutally intense favoritism, making her second-born child a distant fifth to her siblings. The withholding, abusive Chinese mother who believes she is simply doing things the Chinese way is not an unfamiliar character in either fiction or memoir, but this is by far the most three-dimensional portrait of her we have seen. Known for humor, Jen worries that her readers will be upset that this book isn't funny, but her eye and her style of description keep the book lively. A couple at her first publishing job, quote, smoked as if it were in their marital vows to keep the tobacco industry afloat. Her mother's puffy eyes are, quote, part goldfish, part James Baldwin. No, I cannot forget you. You are right. You've won, she concedes to her mother at one point. But actually, and for the same reason, she wins too. Call it a novel, call it a memoir, who really cares what genre it is? As portraits of tough mother-daughter relationships go, it's as moving and healing as they come. And right next to it on the shelf is Mother Mary Comes to Me, a memoir by Booker Prize-winning Indian novelist Arundhati Roy, another love letter to an extremely difficult woman. Mary Roy was a volatile, willful person, an angry and abusive mother. When Roy was completely devastated by her death, her brother was mystified, saying, "She treated nobody as badly as she treated you." Like the students at the incredibly successful alternative school she founded and ran, both Arundhati and her brother always referred to her as Mrs. Roy, and so she is referred to here. To escape her, her daughter left home at 18 to move to Delhi and study architecture, marrying a fellow student mainly so they could rent an apartment. When she next got involved with a filmmaker, her writing career began, and the account she gives of her creative process with her famous novel, The God of Small Things, is stunning and even humbling to read. That book became a giant hit, but the big bucks and world fame came with a severe price in India. She faced charges of obscenity and corrupting public morality, and as she moved deeper into political commentary and activism, became a wildly notorious figure. After every essay she published, quote, there were the usual calls for me to be arrested, hanged, shot, and so on. Through it all, Mrs. Roy loomed large in her mind. I had grown into the peculiar shape that I am to accommodate her, she writes, and after her death, I didn't make sense to myself anymore. This book is electrifying on many levels, not the least of them being its horrifying depiction of the disastrous and bloody state of affairs in Roy's infuriating beloved country.
The books are Bad, Bad Girl by Gish Jen and Mother Mary Comes to Me by Arundhati Roy. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.